Welcome to the Academy FM Folkestone Primary Careers Interviews. We've worked with over 500 primary age children who've interviewed parents and professionals about their work. Richard Gamble was in the army and he came in to talk to his daughter's class who are year fours. When we were preparing for this interview, lots of the children wanted to be in the army. They were excited to hear about the guns, the battles, the fighting and the enemy. When they met Richard and asked some of these questions, the reality of war became a little scary, and by the end of this conversation, they had a much better idea of what's involved. If you invite anyone in from the military, the children will want to ask if they know anyone who's died. We did warn Richard beforehand, and he wanted to talk about this. He does mention in the interview that dying is part of the job. He also mentions how some of his friends have taken their lives after leaving the army. He talks about this very sensibly, and I thought it important to keep this in, leaving it to you as the teacher who know your pupils as to whether they should listen to this part. Do listen ahead of the children to see if you think it's appropriate for your class. This question comes in around 5 minutes into the interview. This is also one of our longer interviews, so you might want to listen to this in smaller chunks.
My name is Richard Gamble. As you all know, I'm Tilly's father. I'm no longer in the military. I currently work for a big utility company and I look after the compliance side of the business. So I look after about 50 engineers now and I audit all their work to make sure it meets the correct safety standards.
How many people did you serve with?
There's hundreds of thousands of people in the British Army, plus Navy and RAF. I joined the Army at 16, so for most of you that's in about 8 years' time. As soon as I finished school, I went and joined the military. I did my training with about 50 other people, and from there I went into another place where I did my trade training, and there was hundreds of more people, and then I was posted to Germany to a regiment that was about 500 people strong, so there's lots and lots of people.
What sorts of things did you make in the army?
So I joined a regiment called the Royal Engineers. When you join the army, you know, you'll probably picture lots of guns and people shooting and firing, but there's lots more to it. So I joined a regiment called the Royal Engineers, and that's where I got my trade. So I did my gas qualifications to become a gas engineer. But you also do something called your combat engineering. And from there you do like a 10-week course, and that includes like demolitions, bridge building, water points, so you can supply water to sort of far out places. We do field fortifications, so we can sort of build the bases out in Afghanistan and Kenya and all those sort of other bits of places the army are at now. So yes, did lots of building. That's where my trade lies.
Which country were you fighting against?
So it's not a specific country. You go to help a country. So in places like Afghanistan and Syria and places that are lots of nasty things going on, you help the country to sort of gain their independence back. So in Afghanistan, there's a Taliban. You might have heard of like ISIS in Syria. So it's all about giving aid to the country so they can sort of get themselves back on their feet. So you're fighting a terrorist organisation in aid of that country to help.
How many countries have you worked in?
So I've been to England, Germany, I went to Kenya, Canada, Jordan and Afghanistan. Six.
How old were you when you joined the army?
So I joined the army at 16. I made the decision to join when I was 15. So I was still in secondary school. I hadn't even finished school at this point. For various reasons, I may have been a little bit naughty when I was a child, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with my life. So at that point, I didn't really want to stay in college. I didn't want to go to university, which my brother and my sister did. But I had to make a decision on what I wanted to do. So my parents sat down with me and we made the decision for me to go to somewhere called the Army Foundation College, which is in Harrogate, which is the complete opposite end of the country. So at 15, I went to the Army Careers Office. I sat down with somebody and spoke up my options, what I could and couldn't do. I did work hard in school, so I got my GCSEs that I needed to do to get into the Royal Engineers, because you do have to have qualifications. So at 16, I went up to Harrogate all by myself and joined the big wide world of the army. So it was a very much like what you'll experience when you get to secondary school, full of nerves, it's all different, lots of new people. But, you know, you'll soon make friends and, you know, you're all in it together.
Did you want to go to war?
Joining the army, it's something you expect to do. You're expected to do it as well. You know, I joined the military when the fighting was very strong in Afghanistan, so I knew it. You know, you were going to have to go. So yes, I did. It's a challenge. It was, but at the same time, it's also very nerve-wracking. So yes, I did. Yes.
How was the food?
You get fed well. In your army camp, it's probably very much like hot school dinner. The chefs will cook you a nice dinner, and that's what you will eat. But if you're on exercise or if you're away, you'll get given something called a ration pack. So it's a little cardboard box, and in there you'll get 24 hours worth of food. It's not glamorous, but it's there to feed you and keep you fighting and keep you fit. It's like a little silver bag. You put it in your hot some boiling water, that cooks and you eat it. It's nothing glamorous, but it's nice.
Did you know many people who died?
Unfortunately, being in the military, like lots of other jobs, you know, I don't know if you watch the news, but same as like police, fire brigade, you take the risk that something one day, you know, maybe one day the worst will happen, you know, and you pray it doesn't happen to you or your friends or anybody for that matter. But yes, I know a few people that have died, and I know a few people that have unfortunately had issues when they've left the military and decided that they couldn't cope anymore and unfortunately took their own life. So it's very much like an everyday life. You know, you could be a policeman or a fireman, and it's just a risk you take. So yes, it is part and parcel of it, but it's a decision that you have to make and take when you sign up. It's something that you're willing to do, to sort of sacrifice yourself to help your country. And a lot of people do that. It's not just the military, it's firemen, ambulance, police, it's everybody. It's just part of the job you do, yes. I would probably still be in the army now, but unfortunately I was injured. So the decision was taken out of my hands I got something called medically discharged. So now as well, so I do my job now. But yeah, I still have lots of friends in the army, yeah.
Did you win any medals?
Yes. So when I was in, I did something called the Invictus Games. You may or may not have heard of it. If you are injured, you get to do something called, well, you don't get to do something, you can apply to do something called the Invictus Games. You may have seen it on TV. So in 2018, when I left the military in 2015, and I kind of gave up doing lots of things I enjoyed because of my injuries. So I made the decision that I had to change my life a little bit for the better. So I made the decision to start swimming again, and I applied for the Invictus Games to go to Sydney, Australia. So from about 600 applicants, I made the team of 78, and we flew to Sydney, and I won a silver and a bronze. Yes.
Do you have proof of your injury, scars?
Well, you've seen them. When I picked Tilly up, I'll wear my shorts, okay? I've had to have 9 operations on my legs. I've got scars that go from here down to here, on both legs and down the sides, down the backs. So yes, I don't have proof of me today, unless I take my jeans off, which I'm not gonna do. But yes, I do have evidence that I was injured, yes.
Thank you very much for coming in to see us today.
It's been an absolute pleasure. You know, I'm glad I can sort of share my story with you. You know, in life, as children, you'll have big decisions to make. I wouldn't worry about it too much just yet, okay? But, you know, make the decisions you want to make and follow it through, okay? Don't give up, okay? It's all about being resilient as well, because you will come across hardships, especially sort of moving to secondary school. That's a big jump. Again, you're going to have to be a little bit resilient there and sort of think, I can do it. Same as when you come to do sort of exams, You're going to have these sort of hardships in life, but you're going to have to tackle them head on and do your very best. Because at the end of the day, nobody will do it for you. You have to do it for yourself, all right? It's been an absolute pleasure.